This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. We're now 3 weeks into the annual 120-day legislative session, and so far, Colorado lawmakers are off to a slower start than in previous years. But a bill that Senate President Morgan Carroll calls one of their top priorities of the session comes up for debate tomorrow. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about Senate Bill 1.
The College Affordability Act would budget an additional $100 million annually for the state's colleges and universities. Now, this is a pretty big deal since higher ed funding has been cut by almost a third since the recession as lawmakers work to keep the annual budget balanced.
In fact, it's an 11% increase over just a year ago. And the total package for higher education at about $604 million represents really the biggest investment in higher ed since probably 2007-2008.
Senate Bill 1 would also cap yearly tuition increases at 6%. Right now it is at 9%. Here's what Senate President and Democrat Morgan Carroll had to say about the bill at the beginning of the legislative session.
How we do or don't fund higher ed at the state has a direct role on how costs are getting passed on to students. I don't think it's an overstatement to say that we're at risk of pricing out an entire generation.
So, Jody, what's interesting about this is that funding for higher ed is normally a part of the annual budget bill or the long bill. But this effort is a separate piece of legislation. What's the strategy behind that?
Well, I think Democrats wanted to showcase this as their number one priority. And it also reflects what Governor Hickenlooper said during his State of the State earlier this month. He specifically asked for an additional $100 million for higher education. And secondly, I think legislators didn't really want it to become mired up with perhaps some of the budget cuts, not so much the cuts, but the budget discussions and the amendments and the whole process of budgeting.
Some Republicans say the bill won't really help students because colleges and universities could just simply pass along the costs back to students in the form of higher fees. And there's also language in this bill that would allow colleges and universities to request a waiver to increase tuition above the 6% cap.
Well, that's true, and universities and colleges can always place higher fees on the things. But, you know, the colleges are going to be getting additional funds, and I think it's going to be substantial. If you look, for instance, at Colorado State University, they'll be getting more than $12 million from the College Affordability Act, and that's substantial. Likewise, the other state colleges in Colorado. So I think this is going to be viewed as, yes, they can probably get around it in some loopholes, but the premise is a good one, and I think they'll find a lot of people very supportive of this.
And obviously, Democrats are in the majority in both chambers, so likelihood of this passing probably good?
I would say so. I would, like you said, Democrats control both the Senate and the House, and that really gives them a lift on this. Plus, it's being sponsored by Senator Sherry John, who is always considered a swing vote and has sometimes voted with Republicans. So getting her on board early, I think, shows that this is not going to be anything that's very contentious.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.